Hello. This is my Lenten diary for February the 18th, 2026. Today is Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. Here ends the reading. For today's diary entry, I thought I'd share the homily I'm giving at our Ash Wednesday liturgies at Trinity Church. I hope it helps all of us think a bit differently about this holy season. Here goes. Last week I did something I don't often do. I reread or rewatched every one of my Ash Wednesday homilies since 2020. That little exercise put into focus a project I've been working on for most of the time I've been a priest. I am unabashedly an advocate for a happier Lent. Now let me be clear. If you would prefer to have a miserable Lent, I won't stop you. Believe me, I understand how Lent has been misunderstood. Beginning today and throughout this season, we're going to hear lots about how we, as human beings, have missed the mark and fallen short of God's intention for us. We will be told, in no uncertain terms, that we're sinners. We will be reminded and encouraged to repent, to turn around from the old paths of sin which lead to decay and death, and to again turn towards the paths of righteousness which lead to healing and hope. But this journey the church invites us to take every year is not some annual spiritual trudge fest where we disfigure our faces with either faux sorrow or fawning piety. Instead, Lent offers us an entire season to get real. Real with ourselves about who we are as people. People who are simultaneously sinners and the beloved children of God. That getting real part starts with remembering, if only for the split second it takes to receive today's smudge of ashes, that we are not permanent fixtures in this world. Here's a newsflash. Every one of us have 350 fewer days to live than we did on March 5th, 2025, which was last Ash Wednesday. How did we receive those intervening days? How often did we fail to pause and acknowledge the gift of this one precious life, a life that comes to us breath by breath and moment by moment? How many days since last Ash Wednesday evaporated in the blur of hurried activities or the fearful flurry of the perpetual bad news cycle? And still, here we are today, the people of God gathered to make another new start, to begin again. As Paul writes in our lesson, now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. Here is the good news of Lent. We don't have to take heroic actions to get God's attention. God already knows us better than we know ourselves, and God already loves us in spite of ourselves. At every Lenten Eucharist, we will be reminded that God continually invites us to cleanse our hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal Feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy, and renewed by God's Word and sacraments, we may come to the fullness of grace which God has prepared for those who love Him. This is the spiritual pilgrimage we undertake once again today, from sackcloth and ashes to the empty tomb. Along the way, we will be reminded and reassured that we do not walk alone. God has already given us the provisions for this journey. The words of the Scriptures, the examples of the saints, the prayers of the church, and the spiritual nourishment of the Eucharistic feast. In the Ash Wednesday service, every year we hear the church's invitation to a Holy Lent. To that timeless invitation, I simply offer this humble suggestion. If at all possible, try adding a little happiness to the holiness. My prayer for all of us is that as we walk this well-worn pilgrim way of Lent, we will discover moments of grace and mercy, experience anew God's redeeming love, and yes, even in the midst of the changes and chances of these days, be overtaken by the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.